there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Since early this morning, Israelis are determining who will lead them out of ongoing and mounting political, economic and social concerns plaguing the country in recent times. They are currently voting for the fifth time in 3.5 years, and almost 6.8 million are expected to do so at over 12,000 polling stations. Security will be beefed up at all voting centers in light of an escalation of attacks and violence in recent weeks, and close attention will also be paid to potential threats of vote rigging and cyber hacking on voter sites, which Iran is believed to be orchestrating. Voters have also been encouraged to check their status for voter eligibility. The disabled, disadvantaged, elderly and essential service workers can also utilize measures in place to ensure that they can register their votes. Moving across the Atlantic now to Canada, and latest reports indicate that the province of New Brunswick has adopted the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance IHRA definition of anti-Semitism. The Nyberith Canada has thanked New Brunswick's Premier Blaine Higgs following a request made by the group to adopt the policy. The Legislative Assembly of New Brunswick had adopted the IHRA definition in March. However, B'nai B'rith Canada felt that at the time it was not effectively acknowledged and considered. In addition to the federal government of Canada, the IHRA definition has been adopted by the provinces of Ontario, British Columbia, Quebec, Alberta and Manitoba. It's just over 77 years since Nazi Germany surrendered, marking an end to the war in Europe, and claims in certain European countries are only just beginning, involving stolen properties and artifacts from Jewish communities. The organization leading this operation in Eastern Europe is the World Jewish Restitution Organization, which is an Israeli-registered non-profit that began its operations in the early 1990s following the fall of the Berlin Wall. And this has now allowed further access and ongoing discussions with countries such as Poland, Hungary, Croatia and the Baltics, where dialogue and meetings were once suppressed. Currently, progress on the issue differs in many countries pending their government's political and financial outlooks. However, the organization believes that all cases are represented as accurately and faithfully as possible to convince all leaderships to relate to and assist survivors and descendants and introduce educational activities related to the issue. Brazilian Jews are reacting with caution following the re-election of former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who defeated Jair Bolsonaro in a tightly contested election on Sunday. Brazilian Jewish groups have welcomed his victory in a message which hopes will consolidate relationships between him and the country's Jewish community, numbering 120,000. Claudio Lottenberg, the president of the Brazilian Israelite Confederation, also pledged his organization's commitment to constructive and democratic dialogue. The reaction relates to Da Silva's previous dealings with Iran and Palestinian activities, which aroused suspicion amongst Jews as to where he stands on such matters, as well as Jewish groups recalling unsteady relations in the past with Da Silva. Commonly known as President Lula, he is noted as having once actioned unique social programs and prioritized foreign policy during a time when his leadership boosted Brazil's economy. And on this basis, the Confederation hopes to strengthen the principles of democracy, tolerance, and identity of Brazilian Jewry. And the Abraham Accords continue to aim high in its priorities, and besides other firsts, Israel will participate in the forthcoming Bahrain Air Show, where many leading Israeli aviation companies such as Rafael, Elbit, and Israel Aerospace Industries will showcase their technologies and products. The CEO of the Israel Defense Exhibition, Matty Weinberg, believes that the event presents a perfect platform for Israel to increase ties with Bahrain, as well as Saudi Arabia and other countries, which Israeli companies had previously not been able to access. The event will host a wide range of innovative aerospace technologies, ranging from counter-drone solutions to civil aviation products, fields in which Israel is confident that it can demonstrate its leadership and innovation, which Weinberg believes will open many economic doors for Israel's aviation and aerospace companies. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.